Thank you for waiting. I appreciate
sure,
it.
Sure.
We're going to do a group interview really quick.
Of course.
So I'm JP from Belgium, based in LA. Nice to meet you.
I'm Angela Fish from Sevilla Online.
And I'm Tracy Phillips from Philadelphia.
Wonderful.
So I would like to start and ask you how Bates Motel helped you grow as an actor and also as a human being. Like, because it was major as a role.
It was a brilliant experience. I mean, not only in terms of being able to grow with Norman over those 5 years and get to have such a huge transformation of character from, you know, the kid at the beginning to the man that he finally became, but also just in getting to write and direct over the course of the season and getting more involved in those other aspects. So yeah, that was wonderful.
Do you feel stronger now?
I guess
after Norman?
Yeah, I imagine in some ways, yeah.
Are you glad you took on that iconic role? Did it turn out the way that you had hoped?
Yes. Yeah, it was one of the best experiences of my life, absolutely.
And what did you do now to prepare for this autistic genius, you know, doctor
yes.
role? I mean, there's a lot involved in this. What was your prep for this role?
I think lots of the sort of sparking of the character is, of course, in what David wrote in the script. And, you know, of course, that being based on the original Korean version. I think we have had collective and individual discussions with experts in autism who help us try and understand in where Sean could be coming from in certain moments. And David and I have shared, you know, literature and documentaries between the two of us that we found useful and insightful. I think at the same time, we both share this recognition that Sean can never represent everyone who is on the spectrum, everyone who lives with autism, in the same way that a neurotypical lead of a show will never represent everyone, the huge diversity of people that are neurotypical in the world. So hopefully people will connect to something in Sean, whether they have autism or not. But what we're focused on doing is creating an individual character, I guess, someone who's happens to have autism and also happens to be a savant, but isn't necessarily defined by those qualities in their entirety.
Is there a part of Norman in this character?
No.
Not at all?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I mean, the same face, I guess. But yeah.
Well, maybe you can change your face.
And you get to have a few more years doing it. Do you see yourself also directing and writing for the show?
I'd love to, yeah. That wasn't something that I wanted to do in the first season, given the complexity of the role and starting up a whole new thing. It seemed wise to focus purely on portraying Sean, but, you know, I guess we'll see how things go. But if we were lucky enough to get a second season and even more, I'd love to be involved in that way as well.
Did you want to do another TV series again right away, or did you want to get back in the film maybe, or did they just like land in your lap and you know?
It was
pass it up, or tell us what happened.
I wasn't actively searching for another television show.
Okay.
I mean, I met David 3 days after finishing Bates Motel. That's when I read the script. So it was an incredibly quick turnaround. And I guess I wouldn't have imagined that something of this quality and a character this interesting could have come along in that short space of time. So no, I perhaps wasn't expecting it or planning for it or aiming for it, but I couldn't have been luckier that it turned out this way.
There are obvious, you know, connections to House because of David Shore and the Doctor show.
Yes.
Did you watch House?
I've watched bits of House.
Yeah.
I haven't watched the whole thing.
Okay.
I apologize to David if he ends up reading this.
Did you like it from what you saw?
Yeah, and I think it also had a, you know, was somewhat pioneering in terms of its storytelling at times. I mean, I remember the obvious example, I guess, being those three stories at the end of the first season of House, where you have events from his past kind of all interweaving, and you finally understand what House is all about and much about his backstory. And I think that that similar focus on character, David, applies to this. Sometimes I forget that we're doing a medical show, because in terms of preparing the scenes and what the scenes are actually about isn't the medicine. I mean, that's a great hanger on which to place a scene, but it isn't necessarily the real content of it.
So is the process of shooting for a big network like ABC is different from Bates Motel? Like, is it more demanding? I don't know. Is it faster or?
I mean, we have the same amount of days to do an episode. Of course, there are differences in terms of shooting styles, as there would be in every different television show, regardless of the network. But no, I guess my process sort of remains the same. And we're fortunate to have some of the Bates Motel crew who are working on this, because we are filming in Vancouver once again. So in that way, there feels like some sort of continuity.
Exactly.
Oh yeah, we've only just begun.
Yeah. You seem to have avoided the child star curse. What has kept you on the good path, as they say?
I don't know. I guess I've been lucky.
Yeah. All right, thank you. Good luck with the new show.
Thank you. Thank you very much.